In polling booths in Moldova on Sunday, the majority of voters gave their support to Igor Dodon, electing him president of Moldova. His campaign had tapped into widespread disillusionment with alleged political corruption and the dominance of wealthy oligarchs. Dodon is friendly towards Russia, and before the election, I asked him if Moscow could help him fix these problems in Moldova.
I think with regard to the oligarchs in Moldova, neither Russia nor the United States should help. We should resolve this issue ourselves.
Vladimir Plakhodnyuk is considered to be Moldova's most powerful and influential oligarch. He's the chief financial backer of the ruling Democratic Party, and he's also the party's vice chairman. Dodon's critics say that at best he has too many links with Plakhodnyuk, and at worst he is the oligarch's puppet. But Dodon tells me he and Plakhodnyuk will not be working together.
We are different. We shall never exercise authority together. During the last 7 years we were against this oligarchic control, and we shall remain so.
At the Moldovan parliament, Liliana Palihovici, deputy leader of the Liberal Democratic Opposition Party, is concerned about how backdoor politics may influence the future president's administration.
A person who will be free to speak will not be pushed from any political parties to do this or to that because you became a president with my votes, with votes of my party. And here I hope that this president will have more independence in actions and in doing, in saying also on behalf of people.
Currently, the president's powers are largely symbolic, with limited responsibility. But Viktor Kirila from Foreign Policy Association think tank here in Chisinau says the president should have a moral influence in the country.
In the past 4 years, we had a president who failed to encourage key political reforms in Moldova. We need an active, dynamic president, a credible face that could push these kind of reforms.
Whether Dodon will be an active and dynamic face that will push for reforms remains to be seen. Perhaps his first test might be to convince Moscow to lift the embargo on Moldovan products that was imposed in 2014 after Chisinau signed a cooperation treaty with the European Union. Here at the edge of the capital, voters are a mix, looking both towards Moscow and Brussels. But if you travel further into deep rural Moldova, loyalties are firmly with Moscow. Rural communities are hoping that Dodon will be able to reverse the sanctions. They came out in large numbers to support him on Sunday. Liliana Palihovici says there's a relationship between the people's incomes and voting patterns.
Their incomes of their families are connected with Russian market because people there have growing apples, plums, everything what they're growing, they're selling on Russian market. And the argument of Dodon for this community was, if you will not vote for me, this means that you lose your market. What will give to you European market?
Electing a Russia-friendly candidate could strengthen Moscow's influence here. But political analyst Igor Monteano says Moscow may use the political and economic insecurity as well as the presidential election to further its agenda.
The crisis is a great opportunity for Russia. They use every conflict, particularly frozen conflicts, as leverages of power. And they use elections in order to infuse with money and with influence local politicians in order to rearrange or reshape the political agenda of the countries.
Moldova is suffering from huge immigration and a brain drain, and it's a country that is split in terms of support for closer integration with the West and better ties with Russia. There are more than 3 million people living in Moldova, but there are approximately 1 million Moldovans living and working abroad. Will Dodon's policies and reforms bring Moldovans back home or force them away? Philip Warwick for RFI, Chisinau, Moldova.